Good morning. For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Tuesday, February 17, 2015. There was another environmental disaster. Two West Virginia towns were evacuated after a freight train carrying crude oil derailed and burst into flames. The train carried more than 100 tankers of fracked Bakken shale oil. That's crude oil, which is extremely flammable. One witness described seeing a fireball that rose at least 300 feet into the air. The derailment sent at least one tanker into the Kanawha River. It ignited at least 14 others and sparked a house fire. The office of Governor Tomlin issued a state of emergency. A magnitude 6.9 earthquake struck off the northeastern coast of Japan early today. It triggered minor tsunamis, but no reports of major damage or injuries. Several smaller aftershocks were also reported in the area. The quake comes just 1 month before the four-year anniversary of the 2011 quake, which resulted in a massive tsunami, and the Fukushima nuclear disaster, which killed more than 18,000 people. The earthquake this morning struck in that same region. Closer to home, NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton used Twitter to share remarks he made with cops during a new training session of recruits.
What I want from you is I want honest work. See something, do something. But don't feel that you have to stretch it to get a summons or stretch it to make an arrest, because that's when you get jammed up. When you're making an arrest that you don't.
Bratton seems to be signaling less of a reliance on quotas. In the stop-and-frisk case Floyd versus City of New York, a quota system in place at the NYPD was quite clear from audio recordings of NYPD precinct roll calls. They were presented by plaintiffs. The quota system was said to be a moving force behind widespread suspicionless and unconstitutional stops of mainly Black and Hispanic youth by the NYPD. At a Black Lives Matter action last night at Grand Central Station's Fashion Week event, activists brought attention to Tamir Rice. He's the 12-year-old who was playing with a toy gun in a park in Cleveland, Ohio, when he was shot and killed by police. The dispatcher failed to mention the gun the kid was holding was probably fake. Officer Timothy Lohman fired two shots within 2 seconds of being on the scene. And while Tamir Rice was dying, he was handcuffed, and his 14-year-old sister was detained when she ran to help him. In 2012, Officer Lohman was deemed unfit to serve in a previous police department. These are the facts of the case, which protesters held on bright yellow signs last night with a drawing of Tamir Rice.
We're here every Monday night at 7 p.m. to keep the movement alive during these cold winter months.
Keegan Steffen is an organizer with Right of Way New York City.
Even though Tamir was killed in Cleveland, we feel that his death resonates here in New York City, where last year, Eric Garner and Akai Gurley were killed by NYPD cops. Both were unarmed and both were African American. All of these deaths are indicative of a racial injustice in New York City and across America that we hope to end by being out here in public and drawing attention to these issues.
And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. They're called zombie properties, properties where banks have evicted tenants and then the homes remain vacant. They fall into disrepair. Property values around them go down. They become magnets for crime and vandals. Eric Schneiderman, New York State's Attorney General, is putting forth the Abandoned Property Neighborhood Relief Act. The bill would require lenders to tell homeowners they can stay until ordered out by a court, and the measure would make banks and other mortgage lenders responsible for maintaining properties abandoned after foreclosure. The bill is being supported by the Nassau County Executive and the New York Conference of Mayors, who have been signaling the dangers of abandoned properties for years. The New Yorker is celebrating its 90th anniversary with a special double issue featuring 9 covers. The magazine's famous Eustace Tilly character of a gentleman with a top hat and monocle appears in various depictions on each of its covers. The magazine says it selected 9 covers for each decade to reflect the talent and diversity of its contributors. The special issue came out yesterday. The first issue of The New Yorker appeared in February 1925.
I'm Leslie Gore, and I approve this message.
You don't own me. I'm just one of your many toys.
Back in 2012, Leslie Gore's song, a bit of a feminist anthem, You Don't Own Me, was used in a Get Out the Vote PSA. Gore died yesterday of lung cancer at New York Presbyterian Hospital in Manhattan. She was 68 years old. Leslie Gore was born in Brooklyn. She grew up in Jersey. Quincy Jones discovered her as a teen and signed her to Mercury Records. She was known for her songs which spoke of teenage angst.
I recorded You Don't Know Me in 1964. It's hard for me to believe, but we're still fighting for the same things we were then. Yes, ladies, we've got to come together, get out there and vote, and protect our bodies. They're ours. Please vote.
Her other hits include It's My Party, She's a Fool, Judy's Turn to Cry, That's the Way Boys Are, and Maybe I Know. And as for the weather, temperatures in New York City came close to breaking a 127-year-old record near zero before rising into the double digits yesterday. The New York City Office of Emergency Management issued a travel advisory for today. The National Weather Service issued a winter weather advisory. Snow is expected to continue into the morning commute, ending early this afternoon. 2 to 4 inches of snow is predicted with wind gusts of up to 20 miles per hour. High temperatures today will be near 25 degrees, with wind chills of 5 to 15 degrees. The mayor's office sent out an advisory saying New Yorkers are asked to exercise caution when driving and allow for additional travel time, especially during the commute this morning. Snow-covered roads and reduced visibilities may create dangerous travel conditions. Alternate side parking rules are suspended today. Parking meters remain in effect throughout the city. The Staten Island Ferry is expected to operate on a normal schedule. Seniors should take extra care outdoors to avoid slips and falls from icy conditions. National Weather Service meteorologist Jeffrey Tung says the cold wave will continue through the week. As the temperatures dropped, resident complaints to the city about poor heat rose to nearly double their usual number. If you're having a problem, call 311. If you see someone in distress, please call 911. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.